We just made the siyum on Masechet Zvachim, and we're going over to Menachos. Plus, we're starting not only Menachos, we started Chumash Vayikra. It all seems to fit into place together. When we finish Zvachim and we go over to Menachos, it's as if we're going out of an era of a Boma and going into the Beis HaMikdash, because there's a mandamrin that hold that ain't mincha b'boma. So, Mimele, if we were learning till now about Zvachim, it could be an Obama also. But now we're going to be doing Menachos, it's a darg of Beis HaMikdash. So we have to talk about the differences and the inyanim that's doing by Boma and by the Beis HaMikdash. First of all, there's a Mishnah, Daf Kuf Ches, in Zvachim. The Mishnah ends off saying, Veiner chayev atchiale l'roish hamizbeach. Reb Shimon Omer afilu helo al aselo helo even chayev. The dinim of shchutei chutz, which is a iser lav of being makriv chutz la'azoro, being shoychet chutz la'azoro, or being male b'chutz on a mizbeach, is very parallel to the dinim of boma. That when there was a heter to be makriv in a boma, which means that each person could make a boma, mizbech, barosh, gago, and be makriv korbonis. There was a tkufa when it was mutar, and that's the tkufa after the Mishkan moved to Eretz Yisrael, the 14 years of kibush v'chiluk of Eretz Yisrael, when it wasn't settled yet. That was a tkufa, it's called begilgol, so it's mutar, the bomas. When they came to Shiloh, bole Shiloh, so it's nesra, bomas. There is one man, the Omar, that Bishas the Tkufa of Shiloh is also Mutar the Bomas. Most Mandomrim hold, most Chittas are that it's also the Bomas and the Tkufa of Shiloh, and that's how Rashi and Chumash brings it. Between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, even though the Mishkan was in Neuve Givon, still the Bomas are Mutar, and from the Tkufa of Yerushalayim, Bomas are also Chut from the Shita, if we pass in Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'loi Kitcha L'Asin Lovoi. So after the Korban Beis HaMikdash is no Kedusha left, so derive it all that it's Mutar Bomas. There's Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen in Tosfos in Megillah Daf Yud and in Zvachim Daf Nuntes that says that even if Kedusha Rishayna Loi Kedusha L'Asin Lovoi, there's no Kedushas Mikdash, but Bomas remain to be also. Now we're talking, in the Mishnah it's talking about Shchutei Chutz, which is always parallel to Boma. So Shchutei Chutz, when is he chayev on Ha'aloh? Now we're not talking about Shchita Bachutz, we're talking about Ha'aloh Bachutz, that your makiv the Korban Bachutz is chayev Kores. So you know, so one mandomer is Eine chayev, that's Rabbi Yossi, Eine chayev at Shiala L'Rosh HaMizbeach. That has to be like Rashi says, Sheyivne Mizbeach L'Shem Kach V'Yale. That has to be a built mizbech, not on an oven, like Reb Shimon says, Helo ala sela ala oven chayev. Could be one sela. And Reb Yossi, the Tanakama, holds that it has to be a mizbech bonui. Rashi says, L'shem kach, and there's the same Rashi in Omid Beis, says there has to be mizbech bonui L'shem kach. I'm not sure exactly if it means that it has to be, that he built it kidei to be makriv korbonos, if he found a mivneh, a building that's built stones on top of stones, and he was makriv on it, if he's chayiv or not. Rashi and Chumash says in Parsha Shoftim, what's the difference between a matzeva and a mizbeach? He says matzeva shel even achas, mizbeach shel avonim harbe. So that's the difference. So the Mandomar says that you need to have a mizbeach, and that's how the Rambam paskens that shchutei chutz ein amal chayiv. It's a perikutes. The first halacha in Maisa Korban is perikutes. Ein amale b'chutz chayv atchial el roish hamizbech sheyase b'chutz. Aval im elo ala selo ala even potor. Shein korui korban elo ala mizbech. Ve'afal pishu b'chutz. Shenemar v'ayven noyach mizbech. So the Gemara says, we learn out the Madomar that says that you need a mizbech is v'ayven noyach mizbech l'Hashem. And the other man Omar, my time in the Rabbi Yosi Dichsi, Vaiven Noach Mizbech Lashem, Om Rabbi Yochanan, my time in the Rabbi Shimon, that a cella is enough, Dichsi, Vaikach Monach is Gidio Isimus Amin, Chovayal Alatsur Lashem. So you see that Monach was Male Alatsur, that was a Bomo, which is the same, the Isur of Shchut Eichut. So if Al Atzur is called a Mizbeach, is called a Boma, it's called a Korban, so also Legabi Shchut Eichut, it's called a Korban. That means from the Rambam is Mashma, what says that it's a Korban? If it's a Mizbeach, yes, only on a Mizbeach is called a Korban. If you do it on a heaven, it's not called a Korban. And the other Madama says, since we see by Manoach that was Al Atzur was a Korban, so it's also called a Korban on a Sela. The Gemara says that the Madama that says Al Asela, why does it say by Noach Mizbeach? He could have been Male Al Asela. Says Goyva Balme made it elevated, he made it higher, he raised it because it's easier to work there. That's how Rashi says. Then the Gemara says, V'idoch, the man domer that says they need a Mizbeach, oksi v'ikach monoyach, and he was male al atzur. So the Gemara says, I was sho hoisa. Then there's another braisa that says that we learn of Mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed, v'in Mizbeach v'bomo, l'fichoch elo al asela v'lo chayev. Kompare, the Gemara says that the first man domer, the Gemara says that if you need Mizbech, you learn of Evenech Mizbech Lashem. That's on the Rambam Paskins. The other Mandama says, from Manoach, it says, Vayal al Atzur. And the other Mandama says that by Manoach was a Yiroas Shoh. So the Meshech Chochma says that the reason why there was a Yiroas Shoh by Manoach to be Makriv on Atzur, Bemes, by Manoach was the time of Shiloh, which was the time of a Isur Abomis. And that's all the Gemara Rashi brings. And after Zion, no, Rashi and after Zion just says that it was Ikrivu Bebomo and it was Mutar Bezar. But the Gemara says that it was Bismanchel Isor Bomois. The Gemara is here. If Shiloh is this man of Isur Bomos, the Gemara says, how was Manoach makriv a korban? Bishleim eleman doma zuvizu Yerushalayim. Avol Shiloh yavishalye. Bishleim, that's in Daf Kufiyot Tesomet Beis, that the Meithvid eleman doma, that this man of Shiloh is mutter. Hainu dichsi vayikach Manoach zgedir izim es hamincho, vayal ala tzor lashem. So it's mutter a boma. Elo eleman doma zuvizu Shiloh ubomis aveasiron, may vayikach Manoach. How did Manoach bring a carbon? So the Gemara says, Oiroas Shoh Hoysa. Was Oiroas Shoh. Who gave the Oiroas Shoh? Who said it? So the Malach said it. Because it says, Natsro Noisoch, Naselefonecho Gdi Izim. So the Malach told him, Im Tatsreini Loichal Belachmecho, Vim Tale Oilo Lashem Taleno. And he said, Lashem Taleno. That means he's telling him, Oiroas Shoh, that he should be Makriv et Hashem. So even though it was the time of Isur Abomos, he was makriv to Hashem, heter miyuchot to be makriv on Abomos. The Meshech Chochmah says, why was there a Rosh Shoh to be makriv on a Sela if the Iker is al HaMizbeach? So he says, because people shouldn't learn from him. They'll see that he's makriv on a Mizbeach, so they think it's a Shas heter Abomos. So Mele, they saw there was a Shiner, as a Dover miyuchot was al HaSela. It could be, it's possible to say that the reason why there was a Rosh Shoh Natsur, because he was in a hurry. He thought that the Malach Hashem, where he thought was a Novi, was a Malach Hashem, he's going to disappear again, like the first time he disappeared and he asked him to come back. So he said, Natsro Nosach, he was going to hold him back, like Bekoach, to hold him back, V'nase Lefonecho G'di'izim. So he was in a rush, he was going to do it. So Memele, there was a Rosh Shoah that should hurry and do it ala Sela and not wait to build a Mizbech. The next posik after that, it says, if there was Mal ala Tzur, it says, Vayhi ba'alois alav me'al ha-Mizbech ha-Shomayimo. Vayal malach Hashem be'lav ha-Mizbech. And I didn't see there should be to talk about it, why it says Mizbech. If it says Vayal ala Tzur, so how does it say right afterwards that was a lav ha-mizbech? The Tanakh calls it, the Novi calls it mizbech. So you have to say that the pshat is because it was a Rosh Shoah to be makriv ala tzur. But since he was makriv on the korban on the tzur, it had a chshivus of a mizbech. Just like always, a boma is a mizbech. And here, the Rosh Hashanah said that this Boma is a Tzur, so it had a Chshivus of a Mizbeach Farkel. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that it had all the Chshivus of a regular Korban, just like a Korban on a Mizbeach, on a Boma is Mizkabel. So here also, since it was a Rosh Hashanah, so it had the Chshivus of a regular Korban. But there's another Kashi here. It says that Monoyach brought over there a Oilo and a Mincha. It says, "Lu chofetz Hashem la'amiseinu lo ilokach miodenu oilo u'mincha." So it was makriv also a mincha. And we heard that ain mincha beboma. There is a Mount Omer that yesh mincha beboma. But we're not going to go and say that the Navi holds like that Mount Omer. We're saying that it has to go lefi all shittas. So if there, we say that ain mincha beboma, so how could it be that Monoyach was male or mincha? And that the Keranora asks, how was he male or mincha? And he wants to bring a raya, because the Gemara says, in Daf Kuf Yutes, what we read before, the Gemara says, Bishloime, if there was a heter bomois, so it's good, we could understand why he was makriv on a boma. But if we say that it's a Yisr boma, so why was he makriv? So you have to say it was a Yuas Shoh. That means that Lefi the Manda Omar, that was a heter bomois, we don't have to say a Yuas Shoh Bichlal. We have to say a Rosh Hashanah because there was a mincha, ein mincha bebama, so it had to be a Rosh Hashanah for the mincha. So he brings a raya from there that Reb Shimon would hold that there is a mincha bebama, that Reb Shimon that he holds that your male on a sela and that there's a shaset or bama, so he holds that you are makir of a mincha bebama. So Memela, the Gemara didn't have to say a Rosh Shoah like that Mandomar, but the other Mandomar that holds a Rosh Shoah, so anyway it's a Rosh Shoah, the whole Boma, so it was also a Rosh Shoah and the Mincha. But I just thought that maybe there's another way to say it. What happened with the Mincha? There's another Meshech Chochma, which is in Parshas Achremos, in the Inyan of Yom Kippur. The Meshech Chochma says that nearer to say that the Isur of Shchutei Chutz, that's Male Bachutz, the Isur of being Male or Korban or Bachutz or Mizbeach, to be Maktir, is Davke if there's already a Eish on the Mizbeach and you put the Evorim, the Emurim on top of the Eish. So Memele, you did the Peula. But if you were Male the Evorim on the Mizbeach and somebody else brought the Eish, so that person who brought the Eish, he's chayev on the Aktora Bachutz. Just like in Shabbos we see that if one brought the pot and one brought the Eitzim, the one who brought the Eish, he's the one that's Mevashel, not the ones before him. So he says the same thing, Mistaber, to say that also in Shchutei, in Male Bachutz, the Isur is the one who brought the Eish. But the one who didn't bring the Eish is not chayev. Memele says over there, that Elio Barakamel Mibchinat the Shchita and the Zerika, he did a Iser, because Shchita and Zerika Bachutz is also, but that was a Rosh Shoah Limikdar Milse, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Peites. But Legabe, the Alo Bachutz, that was Male on the Mizbeach, he Kemat didn't do anything, because the Eish came in Hashomai. Derech Agav, there's also a Meshech Chochma that he says, is Mechadish, that the Eish that came on the Mizbeach by Elio, that Eish came from the Mizbeach HaChitzin, from the Yerushalayim. The Eish traveled from the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the Eish Min HaShemayim that was on top of that Mizbeach, it came over to Elio Bar Kama's Makter over there. It's also interesting to point out, even though it's not our Inyan, that it says, by Elio, Vayhi Ba'alois HaMinchos, the Mefarshim say was B'shas, the Makr of the Tomid, Shal Beno Arbaim in Yerushalayim, that's when Elio was Makriv the korban on Har Karmel Shchutei Chutz, and it says in the Gemara in Yuma Berech Daf Chof Daled or Chof Hey, the whole parsha in the beginning of Vayikra, which we read yesterday, it says Ben Abokar v'Shachates Ben Abokar. Everything is talking about the Ben Abokar. The Gemara says Imenu Inyan to a Ben Abokar, to Neu Inyan to the Tomid that you're makriv in the Beis Hamikdash to the Keves. So the Melech comes out that there's a big shayches between the par that you're makriv and the tomid, that imenu inyan, when the Torah, once it tells the roshes and dinim about the tomid, the keves, the Torah is talking about a par. So it's not so surprising that Eliyahu, when he wanted to be makriv something that's in the time of the Tomich or Benu Arbaim, he was makriv a par, because he made no inyan, it's a par. So Meshech HaOmer says there was an ash that came from the Mizbech HaChitzon, so it's very close to say that he was makriv some kind of a sug of a Tomid that was makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, he was makriv it Bachutz. But let's get back to our inyan. So the Meshech HaOmer says that the male bachutz is chayev only when the eish is there, or the one who brings the eish, he's the one that's chayev. Memela, so let's think about the mincha. Taka ein mincha beboma. But what did Manoach do? He didn't make a koimetz. Even though a koimetz, if somebody's koimetz bachutz, is also potter. So, if he took the mincha and he put it on the mizbech, there was no eish on the mizbech, so he didn't do anything. What was he chayev? Nothing. He didn't do a male bachutz. Even the korban, what he did was the shechita bachutz, but the halo not. Then the eish came in Hashomayim. That's where it says, Vayiba aloi salav me'ala mizbech. And Rabbeinu B'chai says, there are six times it came letoivo, a eish came in Hashomayim. So one of them is by Shimshon. So the eish came in Hashomayim. So there's no male bachutz from the, even ein mincha beboma, but Hashem took it. It says, loy lokach miyodeinu oy lo mincha. Hashem was lokeach the mincha. But it's not so much Manoach's Pe'ula, he only prepared it, and Hashem showed that he wants his Misratze with the Mincha of Manoach. So we already said three Meshech Chochmas meantime. One Meshech Chochma is about the Aras Shoh, why Manoach had Aras Shoh to be Makriv on a Tzur instead of a Mizbech. And the second one was that he says the Eish by Lyo Bar Karma came from Mizbech HaChitzen. And the third one was that he says that Amale Bachutz is only Chayv, the one who brings the Eish, or if the Eish is there already. Now, there's one more Meshech Chochma, and so now we're not finished yet. The Meshech Chochma says in Tetzave, it says, V'im yivoser mipsar ha-miluim, u'min alechem ad ha-boikah, bo'esh tisroifu. So the Meshech Chochma says that the Loshen here is different than always. Always it says, lo'isay siru mimenu ad boikah, and here it says, a Loshen, v'im yivoser mipsar ha-miluim, it's talking, if it happens, it doesn't say a Loshen, lav. So the first part, the Meshech Chochma says that it could be because the only people who could eat it were Aaron Ubonov, so he didn't want to tell them straight that you shouldn't do it, Kilo, just tell them exactly that, because they're the only ones who could eat it, nobody else could eat it, it could be they wouldn't be able to. So he says, V'im yivos, if it'll be left, he didn't want to say, it's like a loshen nimusi. That's how he says it. But then he says, V'itochen loima, that this what we say in the end of Zvochim, mamish, this list, Sugyan Zvochim, that the Gemara says, Talmud loima, וזויס תורה זה וחשלומים לעשויס זמן בבומו קטנו כזמן בומו גדולו. That the Gemara declares if by a bomo there's an union of zman, which Rashi says zman לאכילה אבל הזמן, so he says מניין לעשויס זמן ליוס נפסל בנויסו. So we're talking about zman בבומו קטנו, if it's after the time, like we always know that a toido is yom v'laylo and a shlomim is shnei yomim v'laylo echad, and after the time of achila, it's nifsal, it becomes noisal. So the Gemara says, we have a drosh of zoyis tera zevach shlomim, zman bebomo ktano, is kizman bomo gdolo, that it becomes noisal after the zman achila. So the Meshech Chochma wants to be mechadish, yitochen loimal, that there's only a din of noisar, but there's no isor of noisar. There's no lav in a bomo of leaving over. If you left over, you weren't over on a lav. It's just that it's nifsal, and it becomes noisar that you can't eat it. Memele says, since Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph says that Demei Amiluim, the Mishkan had a din of a bomo, so Memele, the Torah couldn't say, Vim Yivoser is talking about Mipsar Amiluim. We're talking in the time of the moon. Couldn't say, Loy soisiru, because there's no lav. Only says im yivoser, so it's nifsal and becomes misreif. So that's the fourth Meshech Chochma we mentioned. Now we're going to the fifth Meshech Chochma. The etzem din that there's a heter and bomus between Shilo and Yerushalayim. The Gemara says kiloy bosem adato el amenucho vel anachlo. Menucho zu Shilo, anachlo zu Yerushalayim. bei velom achil kon akosu mnucho nachlo lit in heter ben zulozu the posig is talking about the isor bomos but between the mnucho and the nachlo that means between the time that Shiloh was nechrav until they built the Beis HaMikdosh it's mutar the bomos what was in between there was in Noiv and in Givon and Noiv was about 12 years and Givon was about 40 years Rashi makes the cheshbon together 45 years. So together the Cheshbon comes out that the time of Noive Given was 57 years. The time of Noive Given is called Boma Gdoilo. It's not called a Mishkan like in Shiloh. It was different. Soon we'll see why. It was different. It's called Shoma Boma Gdoilo. It says that Shlomo HaMelech went to Given to Shoma Boma Gdoilo. There was a Mizbeach and it's called the Boma Gdoilo. And the time of Noive Given, the Tkufa, that the Mishkan was called Mizbech and wasn't real Mishkan is Begematria Mizbech. Mizbech is 57 years, and the simon is that's the Tkufa that the Mishkan was Al Shem de Mizbech and not more than that. The Shaila is why Taka is a different Shiloh and Noive Given. The Torah said there's a Heter Ben Zulazu, but the Mishkan was there. What's the difference between that? So the Rashi and Sota says the Gemara talks Isi ben Yudo Imel Lovi Kalka Shiloi Noi Vegivoin Obeisoi Lomi that's Marbe that Mashkoat Sota is not only in the Mishkan in the Midbar but it's also Shiloi Noi Vegivoin and Beisoi Lomi. So Rashi says, "Hochi garsino lo besifri lehovi karka beisoi lomi." He erases Shiloh, Noiv, veGivon. Those three we're not talking about in this drasha. Why? V'legoras l'rabbi Shiloh v'Noiv veGivon ubeisoi lomi. The Shiloh Mishkanu v'leitzorich l'ribuye. Do ikra kosuv. Just like the Mishkan and the Midbar, Shiloh is also a Mishkan. So you don't need an extra ribuy than in Shiloh your mashke soitos. V'noive givo in ein mashkin bosoitos do bomo avoy v'loy avisham oren elo mizbeach anachoshes levadoy v'loy kovo ben minchas soito v'loy shum choy vasyochin she'en lo en zman kovu akdomo b'shchit askotchim u'bemegila. Noive givo in teitaka weren't mashke soito because we're only doing there of a choyves shekovu alo em zman but other things not a choy vasyochid like a soito is not. So we can't be marbe noiven given because noiven given they taka weren't mashke soito. Avol beisoy lomim hutzrach lerabois shloi toima mishkan nema vloi mikdash beis hamikdash b'Yerushalayim korilei beisoy lomim nefishein achar kedushos heta b'mokim achar v'shuv lo shos shchina b'mokim achar. So Rashi says that they had to be marbe beisoy lomim. Why? Because it says mishkan. So Tosfos already asks that. Mishkan ikri mikdash, mikdash ikri mishkan, you don't need, and Tosfos is goros noive given. Tosfos Yishonim in Yume, Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara is talking, Ton Rabbanim, Chol Odom Leia Boel Moed, Yochla Filu Bazor, B'Shas the Kohen Gadol's Makter Lifnai V'Lifnim. So we would think that even in the Azora nobody should be, not only in Talmud Leima Boel Moed, that Chol Odom shouldn't be in the Boel Moed, B'Shas Aktora Lifnai V'Lifnim. Ein Liela Boel Moed Sheba Midbo, Shilo Yobesoy Lomim, in Ein Talmud Leima Bakodesh. So you need a posik that Shilo Yobesoy Lomim by the Beis HaMikdash, and by Shilo also a person shouldn't be in the Heichol. And the Kodesh B'Shas LeKohen Gadol's Makter Lifnai V'Lifnim. So Tosfos is talking if we need Tosfos Yishonim Shiloh Yobesoy Lomim. So we always need a posik on each one, and here we see Shiloh Yobesoy Lomim, and we need for each one a posik, or we don't need for each one a posik. And from Noiv V'Givon, what's the din? So Tosfos says that Bemis, you do need a posik for each one. Then in the Hemshech, in the second part of the Tosfos. Says like this. V'ani shomati b'shem Rabbeinu Chaim, the kol heiche, she'adov reino itole b'kedushas mokim kigoin, In the first parak of Chulin, it's talking about shonim or poisel when the Levi gets older and he can't be and doesn't, he's not right for shira or psichat losos when he lost on that in the Torah after 50 years old is yoshuv mitzvah avoida. So over there you need a ribui for vaideiru v'demayru bepsichas dalses haichol v'enatam tole b'kedushe nafkele shapir mechad kro. That means where it's not tole in kedushas mokoim, so one posik is marbe shiloh noy v'givoy no beselom, all the places. Aval hani de mechiltin, we're talking about soito, about yume, that kol odom lo yeboy el moed, and v'de shvues. And Shavuos, we're talking about being Mekadesh Dazor. With the Soito, in Soito, we're talking about being Mashke the Soito. That we need the Karka Mishkan. Kulu Tuluyos Bekdushas Amokim. So things that are told in Kedushas Amokim, so we need to be Marbe each Mokim, if that's also Nichlal in that. So Memela what? So by Noivik Givon, you also need a Ribui for your Mashke Soito. Or for Cholodom Leyeb El Moed and Beshasis Makter Lifnai Velifnim. Vetzorich Iun, yeah, Valaide Soito She Vesi Shemal Besham Neuve Given Shiloh Besilomim, Moichek Shom Rashi Shiloh Neuve Given. He's bringing the Rashi that we just read that Neuve Given were not Geirus and Shiloh. Mishum Shayla, Shiloh was a Bais Shalavonim Lema, Mishum. The koshele, v'alo shiloh mishkan gomo hoyo lomo utzrach haposik l'raboisei. Shiloh, you don't need a posik, it's a regular mishkan. V'oy b'noi v'givin lo yomashkin tzoyto shayin mincho kreivon b'bo mekdam rinom b'zvochim megile. That's the Rashi. V'ein nire l'rebi limcho kasfori. Why? Do shiloh lo yoyo mamish mishkan bayis shelavonim lemato. He says that Shiloh, you do need a ribui, because Shiloh was a bayis shel avonim lemato, like the Gemara says here in Zvochim, that it says, Vaychano, vativiehu beis Hashem Shiloh. And it says, Vaitosh mishkan Shiloh oil shiken bodom. So, hoketzad, was it a oil, or was it a bayis? So the Gemara says there was a bayis shel avonim lemato, there were stones, and on top was the urias. So, mitzad the binyan, it was a bayis. And mitzad the mishkan, it had on top the urias, it was a oil. So Memela what? So the Tosafot Yerushalmi argues with Rashi. Rashi says there was a regular Mishkan, and the Tosafot Yerushalmi says no, because it wasn't the Kroshim, wasn't the same tour of the Mishkan, it was Bais Shel Avonim, so it was less of a Mishkan. Memela, you need a ribui. I would say maybe Rashi holds that it was a Bais Shel Avonim, it was more Kavua, it's a more Menucha. So Memela, Bais Shel Avonim Shiloh, so you don't need a ribui because it's even more of a Mishkan than the one in the Midbar. And Tes Yishanim holds that Bais Shavai makes it even less of a Mishkan than the Mishkan in the Midbar. Then he says, Miu, ho nami lav kushi. Rachmon omar Mishkan mamish, sheyoimid b'kdushose kemishpotei. That means this is also not a kashon Rashi, sheyei oroin bebeis kotshe hakodoshi. That noi v'givoin, it's not a kasha that should be like every Mishkan. Why? Because a Mishkan, the Torah said, that has to be a Mishkan Kedushosoi Kemishpotoi, that the Oron is in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Then it's a regular, true, 100% Mishkan. Ubenoi v'givin lo yhoyo Oron, elo b'kiryas yorim, v'ze pirish Rashi b'soito. That the noi v'givin, the Oron wasn't there. Memela was less of a Mishkan. So Behemes, it's interesting to point out that Rashi l'shitosoi, Rashi in Psochim, Daf Lamed Ches, and the Rashash talks over there. Rashi in Psochim Lamed Ches Omed Beis, it's talking about, the Gemara says, Zoyse Meres, Omer Eshlokish Zoyse Meres, Chalais Toidor Kikei Nozir, Necholin B'noi V'givoin. There was a bomb gdoilo, and they were makriv and noiv given. They had chalos, they had a carbon toido, and the nezirus. That's also a machlokes in the Gemara. If there was nezirus, if nezirus is called the choiv or not, and it could be toiled in a toisus. But that we can't get into everything now. So Rashi says a whole cheshbon of when they were in noiv and when in given. So Rashi says. Over as a yard, then Vukbuba Gilgol, Zain Shekipshub, Zain Shekhilko, Yabomis Mutoris. בואו לשילוי לאחר שחילקו, והוק במשכון שום נעשו הבומס, וכולו מפרש מקרוי פרק בעשר דסבוכי. חוב השילוי בימי אלי כשנשבורן בארץ פלישתים, that's a סדר אולם. That it says, when was נחרב the משכון שילוי, when the פלישתים took the אורן בימי אלי. And that the Mishkan Shiloh stood for 369 years until that Milchoma, they took out the Aron, and then was Nechrav the Mishkan. Bo loen lenoiv v'lo yoyo shom Mishkan elo bayit shel avonim oyo v'ukba shom izbeach anachoshes aval Aron lo yoyo shom. So Rashi's Mechadesh, Achidush, and the Rashash says he doesn't know where he took it from, that Noiv given also had a bayit shel avonim. So Memele Tosfos Shoshanim says Loi Motzonu that he had a bayit shel avonim, but Rashi himself, so Rashi says Noiv given was, it doesn't help to be marbit because it was a bomb of Loi Hoyashom Oren, but mitzad the Mishkan bayit shel avonim, it did, it was a bayit shel avonim just like by Shile, just it didn't have an Oren like he says at the end in the Tosfos Shoshanim. So it's Rashi Lishitosi. Avol Orin Lo Yosham Sheh, when they brought it back from Kiryas, from Plishtim, the Orin, Omad B'Kiryas Yorim Esrim Shona. Tov. So, so we have here like this. Rashi says that it was a bomb of Gdoila because the Aron wasn't there. That's what Tosfos Shoshanim also says. Bemes, it's a Tosefta in the end of Zvochim. The end of the Tosefta on Zvochim. And the Yerushalmi in the end of the first Perek in Megillah. And both of them, the Meshech Chochma talks about in Parshas Rei Ba'arichus. In the Tosefta it should say, Eizu hi boma gdoila. Boma gdoila is the boma, the mizbech tziburi. Eizu hi boma gdoila b'shas heter ha-bomo, oyel moed notui kedalkoi, eino oru nosun shom, eizu hi boma ktano b'shas heter ha-bomo, oyse odom boma al pesach ha-tziroi v'al pesach ginosoi, makriv oleo hu bnoi, ubitoi, ve'avdoi, v'shivchosoi. So this is also another inyan, if our isha could be makriv b'boma, or not, here in Tosef, it says bnoi, that's another inyan that it's hard to go into everything now, but it says here Ezri boma gdolo b'shas heter ha-boma oyel moed notui kedalkoi eino oru nosun shom. If the Oron is not there, so then it's called a boma gdolo and it's heter ha-bomas. And the Yerushalmi in the end of the first parak in Megillah, it says simen ze yehi biyodcho, if the Oron is inside, so it's also the bomas. If the Aron is outside, they took it out, so it's mutar the bomas. Then the Gemara has a shaila, boy, if they took it out l'shaw, just for a little bit, and to put it back, so it's a shaila, if it's still, if there's a heter bomas or not. The Meshech Chochma says like this. The Meshech Chochma has a big yisoid built on this. Parshas Re'e. It says, Sholani Chochom Echod Milom De Lemet. Somebody asked him a question. And on that he built his whole yisod. Hikshali echod milem de lemet. In Shoftim, in the second paragraph of Shoftim, it says, Vayikru shem amokim al boichim, vayizbechu shom l'ashem. It says, Vayal malach Hashem min agilgol el aboichim. Malach Hashem, the Gemara says, is Pinchos. Rashi brings there. So he came and he said, a nevuah that they weren't listening to Hashem, and they should do tshuva, and they should listen to Hashem. Vayizbechu shom l'ashem. So, and the Meshech Chochma makes a cheshbon here that was after they already made Mishkan Shiloh. They set up Mishkan Shiloh, so it was Yisur Bomas. Yes. So how were they makriv karbonas ba boichim? They shavti. So the Meshech Chochma says that from this to sefte, that if the oil moed is not a kedarkoi and the oron is not there, so it's a muta the bomas. It's called a boma gdoila. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. Memele, he says, so why were they makriv in the boichim? He makes a cheshbon and he shows that at that time, that those few days, they had taken out the Oron from the Mishkan, from Shiloh, and they had put it by Beis El, he says. So since the Aron wasn't Bimkoimoy, so even though it was the Shas, it was Mishkan Shiloh's Shas Heter Bomas, but if they took out the Aron, so it's Mutar the Bomas. And then at the end of the piece he says that this what the Yerushalmi was had a Shaila. If you take it out Lishaw, and by over there was only Lishaw, they were meant to put it back. The reason why it's Mutar Bomas is because he says if you take it out and it doesn't, you didn't put it anywhere, but if they take it out and they put it down for a day or two, and they were koivea place, so then memela it's in a different place. It has a different mokum. Memela it turns the Mishkan Shiloh back into a boma gedola. So that was a shaseter abomas. And the same thing he makes a cheshbon that in the time of Pilegesh Begiva that they were makriv karbonos after the ma'aser with the melchama. That was also at Kufa when they had taken out the Aron. He brings a posuk. Vayalu kol beis Yisroel, bnei Yisroel vayavo beiser, vayalu olu tushlomim lifnei Hashem. And the posuk he brings, vayalu beis Yosef gamein beiser, vashem imon. And so he says that was that kufa, that biduk they had taken out the Aron, vashem imon is the Aron. So memela was a heter to be makter on Obama. Even more, it's even merumas in the Meshech Chochma. It's a big kasha that in Beremes he says it. It's as if he says it mefurush. Beemes the Aron in the whole time of after Shiloh Noiv Giva, the Aron was not with the Mishkan together. Why not? What was the reason? They don't talk about it. Why the Aron was in a different place than the Mishkan? So I was thinking, and that's what the Meshech Chochma really is merames, because he says. Oil moed notu, when he brings that to Seft, oil moed notu kedaka, kmoi ba midbo beshilo, vaon loy nosu shom, shebenoi ve givoin, hoyo oren beslishtim, beisev yededum, kiris oren beushalayim. Since there's a posik, we have a yalfuse, that chilkon akosuv between menucha and achla, between shilo and yerushalayim, that it will be a heter abomis, so memele, what would be if they put the oren and noi ve givoin in the mishkan? So what's the difference between noi ve givoin and shilo? It's the same thing. Balkorchach, the Aster, if there's a tkufa of heter bomas, Balkorchach, the Torah is telling us that the Aron shouldn't be in the Mishkan, it should be separate. So the tkufa, there was a boma gdoila, kimat, that it's alpi posik, that it's a yalfusa, that the Aron should be in a separate place. Today, there should be a heter bomas. Now, there's a big kasha, the Mikdash David asks that I saw Rabbi Yoshev in his Aoros when he learned Yume, it's a very big kasha. The Gemara says in Yume that we learn out that there was a soyer mishnaleach in Noiv Givon. Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says Hamidbar Hamidboro. So we learn out that there was also a Noiv Givon. Samach Zayin on the base. So Gemara says, Hamidboro, Hamidboro, Titanium, Hamidboro, 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 the rabbi is Noiv Givon, Shiloh, Base Elohim. Okay? So Noiv Givon, Shiloh, Base Elohim, in all places they had a Soyer Mishtalech. But if the Aron wasn't in Noiv Givon, so there was no Bein Abadim, and there was no, it was Rikas Dam, no Dam, and no Machto Bein Abadim. The whole reason we have him by Sheni without Aron, because we have a Posik. So we have a posik that it's a mokem of the Aron, but here there's no kedushas mokem and no vegiva, and there's no Aron. So balkorchach there was no parvus soyer. So how could there be a soyer mishtalech? You need the whole seder. You need all the avodas. It can't be that they only had a soyer lazozel and not more than that. So what could be is, it's possible, but it's mashmanalek that it's too big of a doichak. That on Erev Yom Kippur they brought in the Aron to the Noiv Givon to the Mishkan, and Motzei Yom Kippur they took it out. But it says the Aron was in Kiryas Yearim for 20 years. It's not mashma that they moved the Aron around. They could have put it there, and nobody would be Nichshal Bisor Bamos, because on Yom Kippur anyway nobody's makdir. It could have been, but it's not mashma that way. It could be the pshat is noive given the marbe, not that it really was it. Marbe, that it could be. It's a alfuse. Mm-hmm. How can we know if noive given? Lu yitzuyer, there would be a chetim so that they put or and then noive given, or maybe lizman, and not for always. So there also would be a soyer mishtalech, but lemaisa there wasn't a soyer mishtalech because there was a part of the soyer that was missing. But it's a alfuse that it's shayach. That if they put the Aron there, Bam is, if I care, it's even a right to what we said before, that Bam is the Torah wanted, there shouldn't be the Aron there. But if they would put it in for a while, so Mimela, there would be a Chiyuv, there would be a Din of Soyer Mishtalech. Also, a little bit, Amashu, it's a little bit Merumis in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishloi Meleman de Omar. The Gemara in Zvochim says, the man domar that says Menucha Zushiloi Nachla Zushalayim, or opposite Menucha Zushalayim Nachla Zushiloi, we understand Menucha V'Nachla, but one says Zuve Zushiloi and one says Zuve Zushalayim. So if we say Zuve Zushiloi, the Gemara says, so what's the pshat Menucha and Nachla? And Daf Kuf Yotes Amet Beis, the Gemara says Bishloi Meleman Domar Zuve Zushiloi Menucha Denochu Mekibush Nachlo, the palgrosom nachlois, because they were noch from the kibush who was menucha, and nachlo because over there there are mechalik eretz yisrael and nachlois. Al pi Hashem, elo the madom azuv zu Yerushalayim, bishloi menachlo is nachla soilomi. Elo menucha, my menucha, menuchas or in dechsivai kenoyach orin. It's a never man do omar, but you see there's such a musig of ayi kenoyach orin. The Tosfos says because it says, menucha yoimar the orin is called menucha. So it's roy to say that also is included. And we say menucha zushiloi like the other man domar. What so much menucha leumas noive given that's not called menucha? Because in shilo the menucha is kolel also that had menucha sa'orin. Even though the Gemara says on a different man domar was shilo was the oron inside, so it's a place of menucha also of the oron. But noive given was not a place of menucha because the oron wasn't there. One more Meshech Chochma. There's a Meshech Chochma at the beginning of Vayikra. He brings down, there's two timing on the Inyan of Karbonos in Vayikra. One is the Rambam that he says it because they used to be Makriv L'Avod Dezoreh, so now it comes Lafuki from Avod Dezoreh, that we're not Makriv T'Avod Dezoreh, we're Makriv T'Hashem. The Ramban says, argues, and he says the Tam of Karbonos is to be Mikasher, the Olomos, to be Miskariv to Hashem, everything is geared to Hashem. It's like saying positive, we're bringing Karbonos Kedei to be Miskariv to Hashem. Or the Rambam says it's to be Sholel, the Goyim, to be Mavdilos from the Goyim, they're Maktir to Avod Zohar, and we're Maktir to Hashem. Then he goes on to say that it could be to make up Shorah. That means it could be both are right in different Tkufas. When we say the Bomos or Mutter, Beheter Bomos or Boma, each one does Barosh Gago, he wants to bring his carbon. So that's more Dumi the Goyim, each one brought his carbon to Avod Zohar, so we bring it to Hashem. So that's Lafuke from Avod Zohar. So we have to add on Lefi the Rambam, there's the Achatos is Mechaper on Tzort Naveris, and Oshom on Tzort Naveris, and the Toido is for Anes. So even though it's only Lafuke from Avod Zohar, but once that's the basis of the Korbanos, that's the base. Once there's Korbanos, so Hashem said this carbon is Mechaper on this, and this one is Mechaper on that. But it stays that the Iker is Lafuke from Avod Zohar. And the Ramban, that he says everything is to be Miskariv to Hashem, or to be Dovuk to the Shechina. So the Meshech Chochma says that's Matim in the time of the Isur Bomas, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there's the Shechina Begolui. So we don't need a carbon to come to show that we're not doing Avod Zohar. We do the carbon to bring us closer to Hashem. In fact, he says, Mekar lozeh, the Tanan, and the Gemara says here in Paras Chata, the Mishnah, ein reach nichoach beboma ktana. Hare de kotshe boma, einam lereach nichoach. Reach nichoach means nasir of nachas ruach. Shomarti v'nasir etzoyni. Bemis in the Mishnah, reach nichoach means that he wasn't so late and he didn't, the Haktorah should be in order. But I guess there's also the Rosh, and the Rosh says, nachas ruach lefonai, shomarti v'nasir etzoyni. And that the Meshech Chochma is talking about, that Ein Reach Nichoach BeBoma, is using it to say that the Boma is not so much a Reach Nichoach to bring Ois Karvus to Hashem, it's more to be against Avodah Zohar. So that's a raya that bomo, it's a simen the dover, that a bomo is not lefi, is more lefi the shit of the, like the tam of the linion of the Rambam, like the Rambam. Bamis, there's another Meshe Chochma, and Bechu Koisai, that he says, Vashimoisi es mikte sheichem, v'lo yoriach b'reach nichoichachem. So he says, Yochel mina kol bono is, that means Vashimoisi es mikte sheichem, that'll be nechra of the Beis HaMikdash. And v'lo yoriach, there won't be korbonos. So he says, Lefi shitas Rabbeinu Chaim b'teisves, the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says in Teisves in Megillah, that even if Kedusha loikid shalosi lovin was nechra of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha anymore, but you can't bring korbonos anywhere. Some are masbir because there was a bechira. Even though there's no Kedusha, but the bechira stays, the bechira of the Mokim HaMikdash, that you can't have a Beis HaMikdash anywhere else. So memela, there's no heter of bombs. So lefira benu chayim koin, that there's no heter of bombs, that's a pshad in the posuk. Vashimoisi es mikdash sheichem, there won't be Kedusha. So you would think that you could bring korbonos. They says, v'lo yoriach, b'reach nichoichachem, that even there won't be a heter bomas. So in the beginning of Vayikra, he's telling us that ein reach nichoich b'boma. And here he's learning pshat in the pasuk v'lo yoriach b'reach nichoichachem, that if there would be a boma, there would be a reach b'reach nichoichachem, even though ein reach nichoich b'boma. But it's drush, so I don't know if you have to ask so much. Then the Meshech Chochma goes on and says, b'zeh nisgale lisoid, b'mashechidish Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, the same Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that there's a Isar Bomas even if loikid shalosid lovoy, because the Anshe Knesset Gdolo were b'mevato Yitzre David Zohar in the beginning of Bais Sheni, so memele it's also to be makriv b'boma, because there's no Avod Zohar, there's no reason to do against David Zohar, so memele there's a Isar Bomas. So Bemis it's a Durush, but even so it a little bit there's a Ha'orah to ask here, because when the Torah said there's a Isur Bomas, the Torah already said it in the Torah, that even though there won't be a Kedusha, once there's Yerushalayim, a Nachla, so there won't be a Heter Bomas. The Batlinu de Yitzra David Zohar came later. Then by Sheni, there were Mevato Yitzra David Zohar. In the Rush, maybe it's a little hard, the connection. I was thinking it could be a different connection, that the Pshat is like this. Bemis, there were mevato Yitzra David Zohar because they were machshel people. That's true. In fact, there's a groan in Seder Olam, and the Meshech Chochma talks about it in Parashas Baal Oischa, that it says in the Seder Olam, it says Ad Kan Oyu Nevim, that when they were mevato Yitzra David Zohar, the groan learned pshat. That's when the nevuah was bottom. So Meshech Chochma brings there a posik in Zecharia that it says in the same posik that Hashem is going to be mavir l'avoy dezore, and then there won't be nevuah also v'lo zeh kiven agro. That's how he says. But it could be the pshat is because in the Bais Rishon there was avoy dezore, and it says shalachti anavim yoy mashkim v'shaloyach. And the Gemara in Nedarim says that if lule they were choyte in avoy dezore, they wouldn't have all the sifrei nevim. All the sifrei nevim were because Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, because they did Averes, Avedazor, so they needed Nevim to be Mechiach them, so they came Sifrei Nevim, Chutz from Yeshua, Shehi, Elko, Shelel, Tzisroi, needed it for the Nachlis. So Memele, there wouldn't be Nevim. So why was there Nevim? Because they did Averes and Avedazor. Well, if they were Mevato, Yitzhod, Avedazor, there's no reason to have Nevim. We're going on a different Mahalach. They were mevato Yitzhak David Zohar because it didn't help. They had to, the Nevi'im, Nevuah didn't help, so they were mevato. They did with, they, Bekoach, they did it. So Memela, we don't need any more Nevuah because the whole thing was Zelu Mazeh, because there was David Zohar and Averis, they needed Nevi'im. Since there's no Yitzhak David Zohar, so they don't need Nevi'im. Akoponim, the Kavona Shmir, it could be that because the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, they knew Benavua. Chagai said it Benavua, and Ezra saw there wasn't such a big aliyah of people coming to Eretz Yisrael. So he knew that there won't be a Shechina. Like in the Bais Rishon, the Shechina was missing. That's what the Gemara says in Yom Adav Chof Aleph, from the five things that were missing. Elsa Bevikovdo, that's missing the hay. And there's no Shechina. So Memela, he thought that the Beis HaMikdash without a Shechina looked like it goes back a darga, falls down a darga, and it won't be a skarvus to the Shechina because the Shechina is not there begolik. So Memele will look like the Shechina is like a boma that they're maktir lafuki avid dezore. So Memele they had a revach with being mevato the Yitzhar David dezore, that they'll know for sure that the Beis HaMikdash is still to be mekarv to the Shechina even though it's not begolik, and it's for sure not against David dezore. Then we said with this that the Korban Pesach, it says Mishchu Kulachem, Mishchu Yedechem Me'avodah Zarah. That's mashma the Ikar Korban Pesach and Shabbos Hagadol. They took the Korban Pesach, which was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, and they took it into their house, and the Mitzrayim were angry, and they had to keep quiet. It was a big nest that we showed that our Korban, we're bringing it to Hashem, and not for Avodah Zarah. So the whole Korban Pesach seems to be that's Lafuke Me'avodah Zarah. And that the Meshech Chochma says in Ba'al Yisro Ba'arichas, there's a Rashi brings a Sifri, that it says, Yochon Kol HaMizgayah, Yovi Korban Pesach Miyad, Talmud Lema, there's an Ezroch that, what was the Hava Amina? Because when you're Poirish from Avodah Zarah, you bring a Korban Pesach. And the same thing in the whole Tanakh, he brings then Yeshio and Chizkiyah, when they were Mevatel Avodah Zarah, they brought a big Korban, Le'nasor HaPesach HaZeh, and in the second year of the Midbar, when they were Poirish from the Egel, they brought it, was a Horat Shot to bring a Korban Pesach. And the first year in the Gilgal, they shouldn't have brought a Korban Pesach, it was a Horat Shot because they were Poirish from the Baal Peor, from Avodah Zarah. So the Iker Korban Pesach has to be Poirish from Avodah Zarah. So then, we, and in fact, there's a Netziv, we'll mention it soon, that the Netziv says in Parshas Bechukosai, and Vashimoyses Mikteshechem, he brings from a Medrash that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden brought, that after the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav and Beis Sheni, the Mizbech was still Kayon, and they brought Korban Pesach till the Korban of Beitar. It brings a Rai from a Gemara Sanhedrin there, the Gamliel was Mabar the Shana for the Psochim. And even though he was after the Korban, so it's mashma that they brought Korban Pesach after the Korban Abayis for Nun Beis Shanim or Nun Dalet Shanim till Korban Beitar. So Memele, he says, why only Korban Pesach and not other Korbanos? Until there were Nechrav Beitar, so then it was Choyresh, the Har Abayis, was Machriv the Mizbech. Assuming that's the way it was, so he says that why only a Korban Pesach? So he says, by all Korbanos, it says Reach Nichoach. By Korban Pesach, it doesn't say Reach Nichoach. Because Korban Pesach is different. It's not for Reach Nichoach. It's Lafuki from Avodah Zarah. Kemat, that it says the whole idea of the Meshech Chochma in this in Netziv. So Memele, so comes the Emek Broch, and he says that Lefi this Netziv, he understands the Agoda Shal Pesach. It says, V'noichal Shom Nazvochim Men HaPsochim. Shoyal Asher Domo Malkir Mizbeach L'Rotzoin. What's L'Rotzoin? Why does it say L'Rotzoin? Always the Mizbeach is L'Rotzoin. So he says, because the Korban Pesach is not L'Reach Nichoyach, so we say when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so it'll be the Rotzon of a Reach Nichoach. So maybe she's Soser himself. I think the one who wrote the piece wasn't Medayik. He meant something else. Because if we say that the Korban Pesach is not the Reach Nichoach, so what's the difference? If even when the Beis HaMikdash is there, it doesn't have to be more the Rotzon. But I was thinking, it's Kemat the same idea, but I think it's better. In Mestama, that's what he meant. We read the Torah of Ovo Lashem on Shabbos HaGodov. Ovo Lashem Minchas Yudo Yerushalayim. Kimei Oilom Uchshonim Kadmonias. What's Kimei Oilom? So Rashi and the Malbin, their Masbir, Kimei Hevel, that there was no Avodah Zarah Boilom, and he was Makriv a Korban, and Kimei Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Gilui Shechina, was Makriv a Korban, and Kimei Shloime, that the Eish was Yorid Min HaShemayim, and was a big Gilui Shechina, they were Makriv Korbanis without the Inyan of Avodah Zarah. So the Orvo Lashem Minchas Yudah would be sweet, it will be Orev Tashem, the Korbanis, Minchas the Korbanis of Yudah of Yerushalayim, Kimei Oila Mukhshonim Kadmonias, like in those years when the Korban was Kuloi Lashem without any Inyan of Neged Avodah Zarah. So we read V'Orvo, because that was the Shabbos when this Korban Pesach started, all Inyan of Korban Pesach that was Neged Avodah Zarah. So we say La'osid Lovet, the Korban Pesach itself will be Oile Bedarge, and it won't be against Avodah Zarah, and will be Kuloi, like the Ramban, to be miskasher the Olamas, and to be miskasher to Hashem. So we say, V'orvo L'Hashem Minchas Yehuda, from this nest of Shabbos HaGodol, will go up a darga to V'orvo, they'll be sweeter. So that could be that a Mizbach HaChol L'Rotzon, that when the Osid Lovet, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so even the Korban Pesach will have a Reach Nichoyach, and it'll also be L'Rotzon. So I think we mentioned about seven Meshech Chochmas.